September 11th, 2001, I was in my first or second week of high school at Frisch, and first period Gemara class was about to begin. And someone came in and someone had reported the news that a plane went into the World Trade Center. At the time, the first thing I thought of when I heard it, it's actually embarrassing, but I pictured like a plane from the Wright Brothers. Like an old wooden plane for some reason, almost like a cartoon in my mind, that went into the building, and the plane just goes down, and the building is still erect, and nothing, no damage whatsoever. And I also only heard of one plane at the time. And then, of course, as the minutes went by, some more news came in. It obviously was more difficult at the time. There weren't smartphones and, it wasn't like there were TVs all around the high school, but obviously, nonetheless, news, especially news like that, travels fast. And it's something that certainly shook the country and shook the world. And it really changed the course of how American politics would play out over the next 2 decades. There was a rabbi in the Five Towns who, over the next few days, that was on a Tuesday, September 11th, over the next few days, so his wife asked him, like, "So what are you going to say on Shabbos?" He had to give the drasha every week, he has to speak. And she asked him, "What are you going to say?" He said, "What am I going to say? I'm not speaking this week. There's nothing to say. I can't think of anything to say. Anything that I should say." And his wife said to him, "You have to speak. They're looking to you. In a time like this, they're looking to their religious leader. They're looking for some words, something, hope, inspiration, understanding. You have to put it into perspective. You have to say something. You can't just not speak." He said, I don't know." And for a few days, I think he felt as if he wasn't going to speak. And then, he came, he had something. Thought something, he said, "No, I'm going to speak." And Shabbos came. Imagine a packed crowd in shul. Everyone who wants to come to, people who come in general, of course, and then probably more people to come to try to put, grow in their religion, their connection to Hashem at such a difficult time. In history. And the Rav gets up there, he stands at the pulpit, and he says, "I want you all to know that I now believe in Mashiach." "What?" And he said, "It's not what you think. It's not like, oh, since things are so bad, Mashiach is gonna come. That could be true, but that's not what I mean." And he said, "What I mean is as follows. We know, and we're told that when Mashiach comes, like the Navi says, 'Umala aretz de'as Hashem,' everyone's going to recognize Hashem. Everyone's going to serve Hashem, and it's going to be just crystal clear for everyone exactly what's going on, and exactly what the tachlis of the world is. And everyone will drop what they're doing. Everyone's going to stop fighting and arguing and hating. Anti-Semitism is going to come to an end. There's going to be world peace. People are going to live together in harmony. Everyone's going to recognize Hashem." And he said, "Up until now, to me, even though I believe it, it seems almost impossible. Because how could it be that just like that, it's like the snap of your fingers, the world could change and that things could dramatically shift just in a few moments to everyone recognizing Hashem?" He said, "What September 11 taught me is that in just a few moments, things can drastically change. Of course, it wasn't for the best, it wasn't for the good, but people's mentalities changed. And the world and the country are operating right now on a different platform. And it is possible in just a moment for things to really shift." And when it comes to the Seder, the night of the Seder, I think it's a very similar idea. When we read about the Makos, now of course, the Makos took a long period of time. It wasn't literally a moment. Each Makah had a few weeks of warning beforehand, then a week of the Makah. So it took a long time, approximately a total of almost a year, let's say, from the beginning till the end. But nonetheless, it was a very quick transformation from Bnei Yisrael being slaves and from the Egyptians being almighty to the Egyptians falling to their knees, to the Egyptians succumbing and being victim of all the plagues and all the makos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon them that, of course, they deserved after the slavery that they put us in for centuries. And it's just like that. Yeshua as Hashem Karafayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come and save the day. Just like that. And that's also why I think at the Seder, there's emphasis on the ultimate Geula, on Mashiach coming. And one idea is that when it comes to the Matzah, so we take the middle Matzah before we read Magid and we break it in half. And the bigger piece is the Afikomen, and that's brought off the table. Not getting into hiding it right now and the kids, but it's taken specifically off the table. And you have the smaller half of the matzah, of the broken matzah that's in front of you. And over that, we recite Magid. The explanation, the idea, as I heard, is that right now, we're thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Geula, for the redemption that He brought us. The fact that He saved us and took us out of Mitzrayim. And we say that over the matzah, which is symbolic of that exodus that we have. However, that matzah is only in half. Because there's still another geula that we need. And not just another geula, but the bigger geula, the bigger half. Because the galus we're in right now is even more bitter. And the galus that we're in right now, we still need to be redeemed from. And that's why it's not on the table. Because it's not what we're discussing at the moment. We're thanking Hashem at that moment when we say Magid for the smaller half of the matzah, for saving us from Mitzrayim, but the bigger half is for the future. And the bigger half we bring back at the end, and hopefully we should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfill that promise, and which we will, Mir Tashem, soon, to bring Mashiach and fulfill the ultimate Geula. And then, of course, at the end we sing, L'shana Bab Yerushalayim. Right? You say that right now, wherever we are, and this year it's a very difficult year, where we are not necessarily, most likely, not at our ideal Seder. I myself am having a Seder with my wife, just the two of us in our two-bedroom apartment, and it'll certainly not be, hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, it'll be a very nice Seder. But it's not the Seder, that we anticipated having just a month or two ago. And of course, right now, the situation that we're in the world, when it comes to COVID-19, is something that's unfathomable, something that we would never imagine we could ever be in, as a country, to be just total lockdown, where thousands and thousands of people are dying, and hundreds of thousands are being victim to this. But the whole idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at any moment could change things. And that it comes to, and Pesach is the Chag of Emunah, is the Chag to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to grow our strength into recognizing that at any moment Hashem could change things. That any moment, the course and the trajectory that we think we're going in, right? So you could read the news, and they'll say that this is going to peak by, whether it's April 15th, April 30th, or they expect this many deaths, whatever it may be, it's important to realize that Hashem's the one who runs this. And Hashem, just as He brought it on, in like it felt like a moment, an instant, and Hashem could, of course, take it away in an instant. And on this Shabbos HaGadol, which is certainly a very different Shabbos HaGadol, we're going to be at home, not hearing any drushas. It's a time to reflect upon this. Reflect upon the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem is our goel, is our redeemer, and Hashem at any moment could take us out of what we're in right now, both in terms of the specific illness that's going around, and in terms of the gullus which we're in. So Be'ezrat Hashem should be L'shana B'Yerushalayim, we should all be healthy, all be safe, and Mashiach should come, and next year we should all celebrate Pesach together in Yerushalayim.